You're listening to the Mixed Morning Show podcast with Dom, Emily, and Jeremy.
I was catching up with a former neighbor of mine back from the days when I lived down in The Rock, Castle Rock. Used to be a Castle Rock resident. We were talking about another, it's funny because it's been a while since I lived there, but we were talking about another neighbor who had several kids. And when I lived down there, one of them was like just an infant. But now she's 12 years old. And talking with this other neighbor about it, they're like, well, did you know she's officially dating? And I said, well, they get a group of kids and they go out and hang out, you know, in a big clump at Jump Street or something like that, and they call it dating. And this guy's like, well, no. He goes, I don't know. He goes, what do you think about this? The boy's mom will drive over with him. They'll pick up this girl who's 12. Mom will drop them off somewhere for at least 2, sometimes 3 hours. They have money for snacks and ice cream, and they're essentially on a date. And then the mom picks them both up, drives the girl home. The boy will actually walk her to the door, and it's totally a date.
How old's the boy? He's not like 27, 28, right?
No. Okay. I guess they're both 12.
A millennial.
Because they go to school together or something. And so this one guy is saying, he's like, how do you, he goes, would you, if you had a daughter, would you let her date at age 12? I'm like, man, I know all the talk about how it's a different world today, and you know, it's oh so innocent, you know, when you're just taking them and dropping them off somewhere for a couple of hours.
So she's pregnant.
But I was going to say, I mean, if you're 12 and it is a pickup, just the two of them, and off somewhere for a few hours.
No, the answer is no, 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 no.
You have a little girl now.
Right. Jeremy's dad is kicking in.
Although she's almost 2 and she's definitely not going to be dating right now. But
right now.
That'd be weird. You drop them off at Jump Street.
Yeah.
And then leave.
Well, this isn't even like a place like that. This is out, like, I think they're going to Stapleton, you know, where all those shops and all those stuff, and they spend like 2 or 3 hours just on a date at the park and getting ice cream and doing this. And I'm like,
it seems sweet and innocent. You want your heart to go to sweet and innocent. Well, you really do. They're just little buddies. They're sharing a milkshake. Two straws, please.
I don't know. The stories that I've heard of sixth graders.
I've heard your stories of sixth graders. They be getting freaky.
We have stories from when we were in the sixth grade, and things have escalated quite a bit.
I was scared to death of the opposite sex.
Okay, I have stories from the opposite sex in the sixth grade.
I just remember what all my friends talked about in sixth grade. I was too shy in sixth grade. I wouldn't have even talked to her because I was terrified.
I had no idea what to do.
Kind of recall, like, you'll knock, like, group dates or, like, let's just hang out, like, for adults kind of in this day and age, but I feel like the group date setting is like appropriate for kids that age, and they're really going one-on-one. I'm not even doing one-on-one. What?
You're right.
What the hell?
They do seem pretty advanced for their age.
Don't kids get a whole bunch of their buddies together, and then they're like, oh, Tommy's going to be there. Oh my God, it's going to be Alyssa. And then they go to Funplex.
Well, that's why
they avoid each other all night.
Yeah. This seems rare to me because the people that I've hung out with who have kids who are 11, 12, 13, 14, they're all doing group stuff.
Right.
All the time. And nobody really thinks twice about that. But I've never, well, I can't say never. It's rare that I hear of 2 12-year-olds on a date.
Yeah.
And what about the whole thing where people were like, well, you know, my child's not dating until they're 15 or 16 or something like that. Do people have that? Has that gone out the window? Or are people going to say that's not a date?
If it has, I'm going to bring it back.
Is this not a date? To me, this is totally a date.
It's totally a date.
The only thing that's keeping it from being traditional.
Do you know if they're holding hands?
The only thing that's keeping it from being traditional is that the boy or the girl are not driving. It's the mom. That's the only thing. If it was the boy picking her up or the girl picking him up and them going somewhere for 3 hours, that's a date.
It's brilliant. They got a designated driver.
Right.
We get some shots.
If we asked 5 of our listeners, is this cool today? I bet we'd get a call from somebody who says, you know, there's nothing you can do about it. They're going to just sneak off if you don't take them somewhere. Here's Brenda on the line. Good morning, Brenda. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thank you.
Do you have kids about this age?
I have a 13-year-old daughter.
And?
And she would not be going out on a date.
Why not? You don't trust her or you don't trust the boys?
Oh, no. I don't. I trust her complicitly. It's the other gender I wouldn't trust.
Oh, those horny little boys.
Exactly.
Although I don't know, at that age, you know, they say girls mature much faster. She might be the one putting the moves on him.
She might be handsy.
Well, 13 years old.
I'm hoping that my motherly instincts are correct, that she's mature enough and she's not interested in that. She wants to go out and she wants to go on dates. I know that she does, but it's not going to happen.
What would be a date to her? Like, what does she say is a date to her?
Well,
what does she want to do?
Still, for her, a date would be going out to the mall or going out, you know, to the movies, because that's what some of her friends are doing, because some of the parents let them go out.
Mm-hmm.
And it's still kind of a silly thing where they think, you know, just like you're labeling it as, yeah, we're going out, but they don't really know what going out is. And it only lasts like a week or 2 weeks, and then they're on to the next.
Right.
Yeah,
they're finding their way. You know, that's what kids do.
Well, yeah, but just I think they have the rest of their life to be involved with boys, and it's going to come down the road. But I don't think at 12 and 13 she needs to focus on that.
Yeah.
And school is way important. And being that I have a daughter, I want her to be educated, not boy crazy.
I'm glad you called in. I hope you have a great day, Brenda. Thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Have fun talking to you guys. Have a great day.
Bye. You too. Thank you.
Sometimes the boy crazy doesn't end just because you're 12 or 13. I just want to throw that out there.
Here's Randy. Hello. Hello, Randy. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Have you got kids?
I have three girls. My oldest will be 14 at the end of the year. My middle one is 12, and the youngest is 6.
Yeah.
And we have always instilled the fact that you need to go to school first and worry about boys later. So they are not allowed to actually date until they're 17.
17.
That is correct.
Do you think you're going to be able to monitor that as strictly as you think you are?
Right.
Well, with the few things that the wife and I have done, you know, my wife is a surgical nurse, so she has kind of we've had the talk with the two oldest about the birds and the bees, unfortunately, but they've also heard, you know, they've been maybe a little scarred and scared of wanting to date or anything like that because of...
Are you scaring them?
No, his wife is.
Both of us.
The wife.
Girls, have you heard of an episiotomy?
But my question isn't that, have you had the talk with them? My question is, how confident are you that they're not going to sneak away somewhere? Because hormones are hormones, my friend.
Well, we keep them busy with extracurricular activity.
Right. You know, swimming, dance class, pottery, piano.
You mean school stuff where all the boys are?
Cheerleading.
No. They're usually with mostly girls when they're off with their swimming and their gymnastics.
All right. Good enough. Listen, thank you for taking the time. I hope you have a great day.
Flexible,
so
huh?
Swimming and gymnastics.
You guys have a great day.
Thank you.
Where they wear the most clothes.
Form-fitting. Yeah.
Here's Allie. Hello, Allie. Welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great. So what do you want to say about this?
Okay. Well, basically what I've heard is a bunch of parents that are a little overprotective, I feel.
Yeah.
My parents were pretty relaxed and let me hang out with guys, and I ended up being a lot less promiscuous than my friends who had parents that were more...
strict.
Hovering.
Yeah, like my friends were more sheltered growing up, and they definitely didn't go on dates.
Well, because it was forbidden fruit, kind of. It's the forbidden fruit kind of draw.
Yeah. And so in college, they were like, I'm going crazy. And I was like, no, this is like, I had my fun. Like, it's time for me to really buckle down, you know? So,
How old were you when you started dating?
Like 2. I don't know.
No, come on. How old were you when
dating? Gosh, what do you consider? Because I hung out with guys my entire life. Like, I just got along with guys.
We described the just boy girl alone for 3 or 4 hours out somewhere on a date.
3 or 4 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah. When were you making out with boys? 5th grade?
Hanging out at the food court.
No, no, not 5th grade. No, definitely not. Making out with guys. Probably 8th grade, I'd say.
All right, middle school. That's legit.
13.
That's 8th grade.
I had good morals. Like, I wasn't... You know,
I understand. So you're saying that these parents are too protective and they should let the little girl go out at age 12? Is that your stance on this?
like go out for hours.
Did you hear the story that we talked about?
No, I didn't. I actually just got off of work and I was just calling because.
That's all right. Understood. That's fine. Yeah, I don't want to go back and recap the whole story because it would take too long. But listen, I appreciate your time and I hope you have a great day, Allie. Thank you for listening.
Okay, you too. Thanks.
Thank you. Yeah, I mean, it's one thing to say I hung out with boys, but.
Right.
It's a date.
I don't know.
Here's Milena. Milena, welcome to the show.
Hi, good morning.
What do you want to say?
So I don't have a 12-year-old, but I do have a 6-month-old boy, and I couldn't fathom him dating before the age of 15 or 16. I am all for waiting until you are old enough to drive, because I feel like if you're not old enough to drive yourself somewhere, then you shouldn't be going out with anybody. I understand if you're going like with a group of friends to a movie and it's like hanging out with people, but as far as like hanging out one-on-one, I'm not for that.
I'm glad you called. I hope you have a great day. Thank you, Milena.
Thanks, you too.
We got to rush through these last two. I hate to be rude, but we got to go pretty quick. Hi, Elizabeth. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
So what do you want to say?
We have two boys, 15 and 16, and this very subject came up when they were 12 and 13. And what came about is moms are pretty on top of it, and the moms communicate, and the rule was set that if you wanted to date, quote-unquote date, then the parents were going to communicate so that nobody got into a situation where there were kids at home.
Oh, I understand. Right.
Either set of parents.
But at like 13, the parents on both sides were okay taking kids somewhere and dropping them off as a date somewhere?
Dances. There were school dances.
All right.
I guess you could drop them off and then spy on them. You could drop them off and then just follow them around. That's what I would do.
We got to run, Elizabeth. Thank you for your call. I really appreciate that. And, you know, I wonder how many parents who are listening right now have done that. Taking their kids somewhere and then going back and kind of spied on them a little
bit. Right. You wear like those goofy glasses with the attached nose and the mustache.
I'm going to take one more call real fast before we go to break. It's Kina. Hi, Kina. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
All right. You get the last word on this. Go ahead.
Okay. So I have a set of twins that are about to, and then I have a 15-year-old child that just attended his first date, but it was for homecoming. And we picked up the date and we dropped off the date and they were at the school with their friends. I didn't chaperone the dance or anything, but it's definitely 15 or above. That's what's allowed in our family.
How old are your twins, you said?
They're going to be 12.
All right. And so you're not going to let them go do this?
Oh, no.
No, 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 no.
Nope.
Well, you know, I think that 15 is probably, in my mind, is about
it's time.
It's right. About the
it's
time.
Totally
I
time.
Think that's a good first date for everybody. Homecoming.
Homecoming.
Yeah.
So
it
agree.
Was super cute, and he had a good time, and so we'll just have to wait and problem solve the next one that comes up.
I'm glad you called, and I hope you have a great day.
Thank you. You guys too.
Thank you.
Are bye Marvin bye. The Martian ties still a thing? My homecoming date wore a Marvin the Martian tie. He was so handsome.
Don't know about that.
Don't
yeah.
Know.
I think there is something to the forbidden fruit aspect of this, that if you somehow try to artificially keep your kids from at least interacting with the opposite sex, that you might be in for some trouble a little bit later.
I like the guy that scared the hell out of his kids. Him and his wife, that's the best one. Show him that video that they showed me in sixth grade of the birth. Show him the right. birth video, and that'll scare you from everything.
But at 12, you're probably not interested in doing that.
Oh,
you just
sure
have
you
a crush on it's somebody. Starting. You
wanna, the tinglings wanna are starting.
At yeah, 12? There's tinglings.
There's tinglings, Chris.
I don't know. I just think it's I think you want to get them comfortable around their peers that way without allowing them to be especially alone at a home.
Right.
So,
right.
Yeah,
don't
want that.
Just get to, not Tinder, but, you know, friends. I would have let my 12-year-old go to a movie or a mall.
You would?
Yeah.
So you would let them date?
Yeah. I would meet the person, probably like the one lady said, talk to their parents,
But I wouldn't make a big deal out of it. I think what the parents say about it kind of influences the kid, too. Like, if my 12-year-old daughter came home and like, oh, I'm going to meet, you know, Joey at the mall. Is that okay? And I'd be like, okay, here's what you're going to wear. Here's how your hair is going to be. Here's the makeup. Here's the money. Here's, you know, and if I made a big deal out of it, then she would be more excited about it and really think it was more of a date. Date, like an older date.
But you're saying you would do that.
But I'd just be like, yeah, you guys want to go see a movie? Go ahead. Just, and then you have the talk, like the birds and the bees talk. Yeah, sure.
Keep it over the shirt, honey.
I mean, boys and girls can be friends, too, and not just...
No, they can't.
Yeah,
very difficult.
Can.
It's very difficult, Chris.
Oh, that's a whole other topic.
I want you so bad right now. You don't even know.
Want more laughs? Follow us online.
Every morning.
Search at Dom Emily Jeremy on Twitter and Facebook.com/Dom Emily Jeremy.